They're pretty much full. Okay, welcome everyone. Reality. Reality of small-headed programming. So we've been organizing this dev room 7 times now. Yeah? Yeah, so and it's obviously getting popular. We've always had a full house, but what is a small-headed programming? It's a language that fits the brain, right? And I think most, you know, reality of programming today is that most languages do not fit that definition. Python, does it fit the brain? When I have to program in Python, I'm being forced to look things up all the time. I don't know about you, but maybe OpenAI will help. Rust definitely doesn't fit my brain. C++, I've written hundreds of thousands of lines of code in C++. It still doesn't fit my brain. Yeah, so in contrast, the Lisps in general I find pretty accessible. C is, you know, is also a pretty nice fit. And Zig also is a pretty nice fit when it comes to that. So what do you want of a language, right? I want to be fast, really. You know, and I don't mean runtime, but I mean compile time. Yeah, so drop in a REPL, debug, that kind of thing. Also, I want my code to be reasonably readable after a few years. There's always that question. And I don't like compile time checking. You know, not really. You know, strict typing and all that, it's not for me. But sometimes I need it, right? If you want to refactor something, it can be quite useful. And I want few dependencies. Well, Dave had a pretty good sketch of that. Another thing is that, you know, today's world, people think that garbage collectors are evil. I think garbage collectors are a great invention. You know, the time before garbage collectors was much harder. But they also have their, you know, they have a few problems. Stop the world issues. So, you know, real-time programming is a problem or is a challenge. You know, and there can be other things. I think Google estimated that Python spends about half its time in the garbage collector. Yeah, so there's a lot of, you know, it's called death by object creation and death by object destruction. It's not trivial, as Andy can tell you. And Rust does not have a garbage collector, so everybody thinks, oh great, I have to write everything in Rust, right? It's beautiful language. But it does mean that you have to always think in terms of how you deal with the memory. So 2 years ago I gave a talk here on Guile and Zig. It was a Mate-infused talk. You know, and it was an exploration. You can look it up if you want. And Zig is a minimalistic new language. It's focused on performance, I said 2 years ago. It's blazingly fast, which is really nice as a compiler. I think the last line is also kind of important. You know, why semicolons? You know, that's the cancer of the semicolon. We have languages today and they all suffer from semicolons. I don't know why. But what really happened is, you know, I wrote a piece of code in Zig in a sort of general purpose piece of software that is used by a lot of people. And you know, once I've written it in Zig, you think, okay, I can deploy it and people can use it. But Debian didn't accept Zig into the distribution, and it still hasn't happened, right? And the problem is the bootstrap. And so what happens is that people initially write a programming language in C or something, or C++, which is fine, you can compile it any time. But then they go to self-hosting, so it's a Zig compiler, they wrote Zig, the Zig compiler in Zig, right? And the same happened with Julia, they wrote the Julia compiler in Julia. Or most of it. And Zig, in its incredible wisdom, created the bootstrap in WebAssembly. Yeah, so basically they said, okay, you know, here's our WebAssembly blob, this is your bootstrap. And we don't really know what's in the blob, right? So for Debian, that's not acceptable. They want to be able to build that blob. And Zig is a small language, there's a small community, so nobody paid attention to it, and it never got into Debian. But recently, Geeks managed to get the recent, you know, Zig bootstrap. So they basically built the WebAssembly blob from C. And it's a path for Debian now too, so it will come soon, I think. Yeah. But what really happened is when I started programming in Zig and wrote these general purpose tools, people said, why Zig? You know, this is a new language. Nobody, it's not going to be supported. It may die in a few years, right? So, you know, all types of reasons for doubt. And I, you know, and then I didn't get accepted in Debian, and I had no story to tell. So I complained a lot. You know, it's on Mastodon, you can track it. And now we have it. Okay, so we're good. Yeah? 10 minutes. You mean 10 minutes for the full talk?
No, for the questions.
Okay. Okay, but time moves on, you know, and our target's actually high-performance computing, and the same can be argued for low-end computing, for embedded systems, right? These ZIC at the moment targets the LLVM, and you know it's a large tool chain, and we don't easily get it on HPC, right? HPC tends to have older distributions on there, you know, like CentOS from 4 years ago, and they cannot upgrade because then you know the whole cluster will have to be upgraded, and people get confused and all that. So, and you cannot just install software on these HPC systems. So ZIC is hard for that, you know, these languages, and I started to move slower towards thinking about transpilers. So if you have a C transpiler, you always have a C compiler, yeah, on any system practically today. So let's look at those options. And C transpilers that don't have garbage collectors are, for example, NIM, and we have a talk of NIM later today. Prescheme and Chicken lately. And why don't we avoid the garbage collector, right? It's mostly because we want to link against other languages. And so if you want to link against Guile, if you have two systems with two different garbage collectors, it can get quite ugly. And the other thing is that nice output matters. So let's have a quick example. This is Prescheme. So if you want to call a C function, right? So for example, to convert a float to a string, right? This is a typical C function, yeah, where the output buffer is as passed as a parameter. And we write it in Prescheme. It looks like this. Yeah, so it's essentially a mapping. And you can call that function, right? So it's a function that says, okay, transform this number, yeah. And what it does, it translates to C, and the C code is actually shorter than the Lisp code, right?